Hoodhype.com.
Shit, chilling with Danny Brown, bro.
Oh, shit. D Brown, the hybrid in the building.
My
bad.
What up, Joe, man?
What's good with you, man? We just, you know.
You sipping on something?
That's it. We spun the joint earlier today, man. You know, shit,
That's what's up, man. Good looking, bro. Shit, just chilling in New York right now, man.
Oh, what you doing in New York?
Oh, what you doing over there?
Oh, I just had a couple interviews, whatever, you know.
Okay.
He ain't going anywhere.
Come on, D Brown. You got to give us more than that, man. Yeah.
Tell me who you interviewing with, man. Start with this. What you sipping on? What you sipping on?
I know. I ain't sipping on nothing. I was doing business, baby.
You was doing business, baby.
You know what it is, man. I don't want to let that out the bag too early, so you know. You know.
He's in New York. That's all we need to know.
That's all good, though. That's a good sign, man.
You hanging out with FWMJ over there from Rappers I Know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know it. We up at 10 deep right now, just chilling.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, man. Hey, what's the feedback you've been getting off the hybrid, man?
Oh, man. People love it, man. You know, I mean, you know, it's one of them type of albums you got to sit on and listen to it. So, you know, I don't expect for people to, you know, take to it that fast. But, you know, the majority of people that I know that fuck with that type of shit, you know, they love it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially in the wide range of, you know, races and different genders or whatever, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So,
that's
definitely
cool with me.
I feel that, man. Now, man, I caught an interview with you the other day, man. And you touched on something very close to my heart, man, video game. And that shit had me dying. You said that that's like another form of depression. But it is, though. Yeah. You talking about the escapability aspect. Now, explain that shit, man, for people. If you didn't catch it on the blog, man, this, you had some good philosophy there.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Pretty much, I feel like, you know, video games is pretty much another form of depression because people escape realities when they playing games. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Like I'm pretty sure everybody know the most brokest, bummest nigga in their hood that sit around and just play the game all day. Nigga don't do shit but sit around and play Grand Theft Auto all day because he really think he's CJ in San Andreas. You know what I'm saying? So that's the life he lives and he escaped his shit. So, you know, but that nigga's really depressed. Because at the end of the day, if he had something going on, he wouldn't be sitting at that goddamn video game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're getting a check, nigga.
Yeah.
I feel that, man.
My gaming addiction pretty much came from hustling. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Gaming addiction.
Sitting in the spot all day and shit. Can't do shit but play 2K, you know?
So hold on, man. Let me ask you. You mentioned 2K. You an Xbox dude or PS3?
I'm an Xbox dude, but man, I'm on my fourth Xbox now, man. Man, damn.
You we on the same level.
I'm ready to cross over with the
PS3,
man, but I'm trying to keep it loyal, man. I think I'm just about to buy
Arcade
and switch my hard drive, man.
All right, man. Well, we're
going to
have to exchange game tags, man,
because
2K10, I've been
here. Edward Brown, man.
What is it?
Hit me up.
Go ahead.
Linwood Brown.
Edward.
Linwood.
Linwood Brown.
L-I-N-W-O-O-D. Brown.
That's what's up. Now, let's get back to the...
Nigga, I bust niggas' ass. No homo.
Let's get back to the music real quick, Danny. Now, I mean, you know, for people, if you just now, you know, hearing about D Brown, for some of our listeners, man, this is one of Detroit's, you know, up and comers putting in a lot of work on the indie circuit, man. And who's some of your influences coming up, D? I mean, I know you said you've been writing, you said you had the ability to write from a young age, from very young, man. Now, what you used to listen to back then that, you know, helped you get into it?
I mean, the first thing I probably heard that made me knew I wanted to rap was probably like Spice One or some shit like that.
Okay.
Then after that, it's probably like Nas and Wu-Tang and, you know, all that type of shit. E-40, I'm just heavily influenced by the Bay. So, you know, Too Short, all the Bay niggas and pretty much like Nas and Wu-Tang, that's pretty much it. Then I got older and started listening to UK shit like Dizzy Rascal, Grime and shit, you know?
Yeah, see, that's the thing, too, man. I don't think people understand about the Detroit scene, though, man, because, like, coming up, like, in that 90s, we didn't really have that hip-hop role model to look at, man. So, I mean, I know what he feel like, Spice One shit.
I was looking up to Eshine at that thing, you know?
Yeah.
And the D. I looked up to Eshine, you know, because his independent hustle was on. Like, he was rapping, he was doing his thing, he was making money. You feel what I'm saying?
Eshine, not his own.
That's, like, the first dude that made me be like, you know, you can do it off this shit, you know?
Yeah.
Being from Detroit.
No doubt, man. No doubt.
Man.
And so I know, I mean, you got, you know, affiliation with, you know, with Hex Murder, the whole Detroit scene. Yeah. Man, talk about the Detroit scene, because right now it seems like there's a good amount of unity going on there. You kind of feeling that same vibe?
Yeah, we all family. Ain't no beef, you know. You know, I kick it with Black. You kick it with, you know, everybody hanging. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just one big family, pretty much. You know, we been through all that shit before, where motherfuckers killing themselves over that weak ass rap beef type shit. So that's the last thing niggas is trying to do, is beef over some rap shit. Yeah. Niggas trying to get some money, man. You know what I'm saying? We trying to get our respect now with this rap shit, man.
No doubt, man.
No doubt, man, because it seems like Detroit's actually making a lot of waves when it comes to, like, the internet shit, man. Ever since the internet shit started coming around, man, Detroit has been making a lot more.
Outside
of, like, the mainstream stuff, man, you've been seeing a lot more, like, Danny Brown, Marv One, you know, no doubt, all those dudes,
Guilty, everybody getting it. I mean, yeah, they're getting that shine they deserve, but...
No doubt.
It's still a slow process, but it's getting there.
So you're going to drop, you dropped, what is it, Detroit State of Mind 1, 2, and 3, right? There's been three of those.
I just dropped number 4, too.
Oh, that's right, that's 4. And then
I dropped 4 a week before the hybrid, yeah.
Then you did Hot Soup, and then you got the hybrid, man. You dropped six free albums.
6 projects in 2 years, man.
Yeah, but 6 projects, but they're all free. Free albums. So
I just
don't really feel like I can charge people for music until I'm really getting paid for it.
Man, you shouts to you.
It's like when you're hustling on the block, you got to get out the samples and testers first. You know what I'm saying? You can find tell us, you can throw the customers right.
But goddamn,
that's about.
What they say? Bring a fiend. We gotta get the.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to turn everybody out.
I feel that, man. So I know.
All things. Y'all all become
you only
things.
A customer.
So, but, all Danny Brown customers.
But, D, man, that's got to be, like, a bit of a, like, frustrate, man, because, like, I know you ain't shy about it, man. One of the other interviews I saw, you talk about you still get it cracking in the street to this day if you need to. But you
yeah,
know,
but,
you,
but
you,
that's the last thing I'm trying to do, though.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't going to be out here fake like nigga in the street, like a nigga want to be in the street. That's the last thing I'm
no
trying
doubt.
To do.
Right. But you already making good music that gets, you know, positive vibes and a lot of feedback from the public. So how come you ain't been tempted to, like, let me throw this out here for at least $4, $5? How you still serve it up free, man?
Nah, I don't mean shit. I mean, pretty much niggas supporting itself through shows. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's pretty much how I do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm playing raves. I'm playing all that underground shit that can get rated. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how I've been supporting myself the last couple of years.
So it's all show money. I feel that. I feel that.
So at least he's getting paid.
Yeah, that's what we.
You got to think, Detroit, we got a big techno. We got a big garage, like, rock band scene. I mean, it's just not hip-hop for much. You know what I'm saying? So you got these big fucking raves holding like 1,500 white kids. You get what I'm saying? I'm bringing my shit to them niggas too. I'm trying to get all them cussos. So, you know, I gotta play them shows too.
Cut the check.
Thanks,
yeah.
I feel that, man.
I don't care about that hip hop shit, but I come in that bitch and rap. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. No,
hey,
no.
I got a question from a listener. He want to know, you know, you got that, you know, you D Brown, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, do you only wear Reeboks?
He's silly.
I mean, nah. Right now I'm wearing some fucking Penny phone posits, man. That's my favorite shoe. I don't give a fuck about no Reeboks.
That's what's
up. Some pumps is, I fuck with them.
I'm just saying if you was hanging on the rim,
Nah. My name's Danny Brown, man.
Danny Brown, damn it.
Yeah, that's an old pimp name that everybody don't know. Like, you can go watch, like, I think it's Pimp Huff, Hose Down, one of them shits, American Pimp, one of them, the Huey Brothers shit.
Oh, okay.
There's a pimp in there named Danny Brown, and he changed his life from pimping to music. And that's where I got the name from.
I did not know that. That's what's up.
Now, I'm not saying I was pimping no hoes or nothing, but, you know, niggas in the streets.
Now, we got to talk about that, too, Danny, because I saw a video you did with FWMJ. And you was talking about basically rapping is like a means to an end so that you can get on to doing video games. Now, was you serious?
Yeah,
so you really want to do that shit? Like, you want to make video games?
I mean, I'm just talking shit, but yeah, I'm dead serious about that shit. I mean, I ain't saying like that shit gonna happen in the next year. But
something
I would definitely love to do in the future, probably after this shit over with.
Damn, okay. I didn't know you felt that strongly about it.
Frank Sinatra busting bars. I ain't trying to be sexy with the mic. That shit don't look sexy, man.
I feel that, man.
Put another little niggas on by then, you feel me?
Yeah.
Somebody got to keep the fucking boat rolling in the D. Niggas just don't look back. They always get on and bust up. I ain't trying to do that.
I feel that, man. I feel that.
Niggas got the Berry Gordy syndrome, man.
Yeah, Barry done got on and moved to Hollywood quick than the motherfucker.
And that's what all of them do, you know? So I'm trying to ride for the D, bro.
Man,
dude's got a plan.
Now, this is what killed me about Danny, though, man, because, like, you hear him now, man. He's It comes through in some of your songs, Danny, but there's other songs where you come across angry than a motherfucker. Like, I
heard a lot of people say that. A lot of people say, man, he's always mad at every fucking song.
But then you got songs where you lighthearted talking about, you know what I'm saying, getting a chick for her welfare and just shit that, you know, it's the comedy. The comedy shit that make everybody laugh, man. So you like, you got two sides to you, man. Which one's more the real Danny Brown?
I say more so the comedy, because I ain't walking around this bitch mad every day. It's just waking up in Detroit, looking out the window and make you pissed off. So, you know, that's about it. But I say more so the comedy. I ain't, you know, I ain't motherfucking locked up motherfucking whole year fucking around with cell gangsters, man. The last thing I'm trying to do is be walking around this bitch like I'm hard. That's where you see the most softest niggas in the world that locked up. You don't even talk about the real niggas in jail. Them niggas be pussy as hell and they're trying to act tough, man. So that's some comedy shit. It wasn't like I was in the penitentiary or nothing. So I don't want to have to fucking go up there. Like, you on the radio talking shit like you ain't hard in jail. Nah, I ain't saying that. I'm saying I've been around a whole bunch of fake-ass gangsters, so this rap shit is the same thing to me. I was trustee, run around passing niggas toilet paper and shit like that. That's how I look at this rap shit. It's a whole bunch of cell gangsters. Niggas be locked up yelling from the cell. They be locked up yelling from the booth how gangster they is. I don't want to hear that shit, man.
Oh, man. Danny,
we got niggas dead and in jail, man. They're trying to be gangsters, man.
Man, dog. What? Danny, wait, can we get you in the studio one day, man? Get you come in and kick
man,
you with
I'm
us?
Down.
Okay.
I'm down, bro.
We're out in the sticks in Michigan, man.
Actually, we have Matt Crib. He out here a little bit, man. But hey, we come swoop you up.
All
right, it don't matter.
It's all cool. Yeah. When I come back to the D, we can hook it up. I come down there. We can get it popping.
Bet it, man. That's good shit, man. Well, listeners, man, this is Danny Brown, man, a.k.a. The Hybrid, the project is out right now. Go ahead and give out all your information, man, where they can get up with you.
Yeah, hit me up, Danny the Hybrid, Twitter. You already know what it is. Download that hybrid, rappersatknow.com, and that's what it is.
No doubt, man. Appreciate that time, man.
Well, good looking, man. Thanks for having me on.
We'll be in touch, man. Peace.
Yeah, man. Shouts to Danny Brown.
And Danny do Twitter.
He does, man.
Oh, yeah. He Twitter a lot, man.
People want to know what he's doing, though.
He's a funny dude, too. Hey, you heard the interview? Yeah. It's just like that, but reading it. He's a nut. The dude is crazy.
Shouts to Twitter.
We're going to keep beating that in your brain.
I'm going to start a new website. It's not Rappers I Know. It's called Rappers I Care, or People I Care About What the Fuck They're Doing.com.
You're a bastard, man.
What the fuck about your Twitter?
Let's jump to this Nicholas F. featuring XV Shine On, man. Off of season premiere, hoodhype.com, episode 110.
Hoodhype.com.